Du machst ja viele verschiedene Dinge hier in Tübingen.
Aha.
Gibt es dahinter ein Ziel, das du hast, das dich antreibt?
Like, why am I doing this?
Yes.
Okay. Ein Ziel. The goal is to just see smiling faces, man. I mean, think about it. I come from a place where there are only smiling faces. You know, here sometimes it's a little bit difficult because sometimes people ask you. I know a friend who was actually stopped by the police. And she was actually, she was just smiling all the time because she's that sort of a person. And she comes from another place, you know. She's one of these gypsy ladies, you know.
Sie wurde von der Polizei gestoppt, weil sie gelächelt hat?
No, she was just stopped because of some other reason, whatever, like, you know, for probably going a little bit fast or what, I don't really know. But when she was stopped, the point of the story is that she was then searched by the police because the police kept on asking, why are you smiling so much? It looks like you're on drugs. And she was definitely not on drugs. She was just like smiling generally, you know. She's just like that sort of a person. And I, the place where I come from, we do this all the time. We're just smiling all the time and hugging each other all the time and things like that. Okay, there's small enclaves in Goa where we know each other very well, of course. You know, just hugging any stranger. But, you know, it's a very high-spirited feeling in that situation. And it feels nice to see people like that. And for so many years being there, I've seen so many nationalities come all the way from Germany, especially, and come to Goa and have these beautiful smiles on their faces, you know. So it would be nice to see them smiling again. And I've seen these smiles on the dance floor. So I'm creating some more dance floors for that.
So you just want to make people smile.
Yeah,
that's a really beautiful motivation.
Yeah, I mean, apart from that, I just want to say this. If I want to die, I want to die on the dance floor. Like I'm dancing and all that, and there's a tsunami which comes and swallows the hell out of us. You know, that's what I would like. Like that's. Anyways, apart
so,
from my fantasies,
you should dance more just to be sure. So people are not used to smile a lot here.
No, they do smile a lot here. I'm not saying that. I just want them to smile some more when they are in like a position like this. Because you see, it also works. It also works because like the last time, there was a lady who came and she participated in the drum workshop. Then there was unbelievable smile on her face, like I was telling you about when she performed. Then she finished performing and then there was a dance workshop. And then there was another unbelievable smile on her face because when the music started with these Arabic musicians, she could practice those dance moves. Okay. And I'm talking about a lady who's 60 plus. So you see, it's an experience. Now what happens is, I'm not in so much in touch with her, so like, you know, regularly as you and me are probably in touch, like, you know, we speak sometimes in a week or twice, but I'm not so much in touch with her. But whenever she does refer to me, she smiles thinking of that event. And it's so nice, you know, to be in that smiling thing. But of course, I'm not doing it for that, but I'm just telling you how it works out.
Yes.
Like this, and how these things can be very motivational, you know.
Oh man, that's
and
toll.
Then there's no expectation. You just do it and then things follow, you know. You don't do things with expectation because you see the musicians, they are playing for free. If they can play for free, you don't need to have any expectations yourself, like, you know.